Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting Monday, March 13th, 2023, and it's 6:01 p.m. Scott, would you please establish a quorum?
Yes, Dave Stewart.
Ready.
Thomas Holdman.
Here.
Devin Sonnefeld.
Here.
Roger Hayness.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel.
Here.
Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer.
Here.
And Devin Huff.
Here.
You have a quorum.
All right. Next item is explanation of meeting procedures. Scott?
So I'd like to welcome everyone to the March 13th, 2023 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning and conditional use application, which is filed with Planning Commission staff. At this time, I'd like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into evidence of Exhibit A, staff report for each case is Exhibit B, the staff file including all pertinent information for each case is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at this public hearing this evening. The staff report for each case will be read with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of the public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote.
Thank you. First item we have is review and action of the February 13, 2023 meeting minutes. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes presented? Hearing none, can we get a motion to approve?
I'll make that motion to approve the minutes.
Got a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
All right. All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Minutes stand approved.
I'd like to make a motion for a four-minute time limit for the speakers, not including the applicant.
Okay, we have a motion for a four-minute time limit. Do we have a second?
Second.
Any discussion on that item? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. We will move on to public hearing and final vote. First one is a rezone, 23-004.
Okay, you have Donald and Janice Goodman. They're seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the proposed rezoning request to rezone one parcel, which is number 04-4.0-20-001-001-002.000, located at 13581 U.S. Highway 160 Forsyth. Property is currently zoned C2 General Commercial District. The rezoning request is for A1 Agricultural District. Donald and Janice Goodman plan to build a single-family home on the parcel. As per the Taney County's assessor's information, property is approximately 10 acres in size. It had one shed on the property. Property will be served by a private well for water and will require an on-site septic for wastewater. So turn our attention to the screen. Forsyth's right down here. Of course, this is where H Highway goes north. Planning Commission might remember this parcel. It came through 8-9 months ago to go from the A1 to C2 for a planned used car lot, and there's new plans for the parcel now. So there's our current zoning layer. This is mobile home park. The green's the C2. You have R1. Of course, the white's all A1. And that, I think the owner's up there ready to answer any questions.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Basically, it's straightforward. We're going to build a 2,000 square foot, three bedroom house on this. Would be our retirement home. And so we ain't going to get rid of this land for quite a while until I die. And so I'm here. I am the owner of the tire crew, so basically we're just going to move across the street and be a little closer to the business.
So, Scott, just a quick question. Was that rezoned about 9 months ago?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, 9 months, 10 months.
Mm-hmm. It was agriculture. Then the gentleman took it to, like I said, C1 for a used car lot, and decided to back out of it, and we ended up buying the lot from him.
Okay.
So we're turning back into agriculture.
August 19th, the county commission approved that rezone to C2.
Okay. County
Thurman brought that in.
That was Kenny's property at the time. Yes, you're correct. Kenny brought it in. And I think the rezone was contingent on a approval of C2. I don't know if the closing ever happened, but we're request to turn it back to A1.
Any other questions for the applicant? Do we have anybody in the audience that signed up to speak for or against this application? For or against? So, no one to speak, public hearing, any discussion amongst ourselves, seems pretty straightforward request. Just so you're aware and everyone in the audience, what we're voting on is a recommendation to approve or deny, and it'll go before the county commissioners on Monday, March 20th at 9 a.m. is when the final vote will happen. Are we to the point of making a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay, I've got to read.
Recommend approval.
Do we have a second for that?
Second.
Okay, we do have a second. Presley, you got that?
Who is the second?
Devin.
Okay.
I've got a specific motion that I've got to read for the approval. Motion to recommend approval of application 23-004 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Don and Janice Goodman. For the parcels located at parcel 04-4.0-20-001-001-002 at 13581 U.S. Highway 160 Forsyth, to be rezoned from C2 zoning district to A1 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. So Monday the 20th, 9 a.m.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Have a nice evening.
Thanks. All right. Next, we have the conditional use permit.
Ready for case 22-034. Mansview LP is seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for recreation and entertainment outdoor for a number of A1 zone parcels for a UTV, ATV, Jeep trail system to operate during daylight hours. In the past two meetings, there was a number of other uses that were asked for. But I gave you that letter of the amended plan, which only included the UTV, ATV, Jeep trail system to be operated at daylight hours. And I did have a conversation with the county attorney, Mr. Elliott, and explained the whole application and what it was before we received the amendment even. In Article 029.000, motorized vehicle tracks, he did not feel applied to this application. So you'll be considering Article 023.000 for conditional use permit. At that, I'd turn it over to the applicants.
Good evening.
Good evening. All right. My name is Daniel. Thank you for your time. Again this evening, jump right into this. I'd like to just cover a couple of points, but would try and make this as clear-cut and as streamlined and as simple as possible. I do have a couple of things I wanted to hand out That was a little blurry for me last time, so I printed some things out. I wanted to be able to hand out to you so, as a visual aid. Good evening, everyone. We appreciate you taking the time again to consider our conditional use permit as updated. If you'll refer to the staff report, I'll address the request for the CUP. We believe the changes we are requesting are so designed to meet the 8 points of concern that the commissioners would have when considering any conditional use permit. Okay, the updated plan includes the 1,400 acres. A new map has been presented with the updated layout of the entire complex. You can see placement for the parking lot, business office, both restrooms where the trails begin and end, 13 first aid stations, and 3 flight for life landing stations as well. We have fully considered the concerns and questions this board and our neighbors have asked about the facility, and with that in mind, we have revamped our goals and plans to better fit the community. It is important to please everyone. However, our compromise seems to agree with most of the surrounding area and the majority. The two biggest concerns seem to be the noise and traffic, so our actions are to monitor pipe noises with decibel meters on site, posted speed limit signs. We require mufflers, spark arresters, no night riding at all. And finally, we will close at 5 p.m. during the winter and 7 p.m. during the summer. So there will be no nighttime riding to disturb people's evenings. As for the traffic, we have created a large 7-acre parking lot and a MoDOT approved ingress and egress to keep traffic off Highway JJ. This includes a deeded corner to MoDOT for visual safety, all state approved by Dusty Sears. Our project involves very limited tree removal, and the forest is mostly intact. Other projects approved in the surrounding area have included complete forestation. We believe Fox Creek Off-Road Park will have very minimal impact on the environment. Lastly, our master plan addresses the 8 points of concern for the CUP proposed for the park. The Fox Creek Park will not have a substantial adverse impact on the environment or be an endangerment to the public health, safety, or general welfare to the community or the surrounding properties, or orderly development or improvement of the surrounding properties. We believe the park is compatible with the surrounding developments like a golf course, an airport, a new and existing shooting range, all on Highway JJ. In closing, we have broken our project down into 5 phases. Phase 1 is to get approved tonight, for basic daytime riding. That's all I'm requesting of you to approve this evening. Phase 2 through 5 will be presented to this board for approval at the appropriate time, one at a time, at a later date. And with that being said, do you have any questions?
I think with the time that we've spent together, we have a good understanding. This is a good detailed layout, good start. So I think we've got a lot of people in the audience, so why don't we go ahead and do...
The shooting range
went away. Yes, sir. And I wanted to note just one thing. These right here are mostly local and people from out of town. This is a fraction of the people of support that are here ready to see this park opened. These are all signatures of support to see it open. And to answer the previous question that I believe, was it Devin?
Yes.
Had, we're projecting about $3 to $4 million.
Thank you.
Okay.